You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. You know, this morning, the unions that represent workers for higher and lower education are awaiting word from the governor's office about the proposed furlough plan that's to take place next month. We talked this morning with Christian Fern, executive director of the University of Hawaii Professional Assembly. The news took not just the union, but apparently even the UH president by surprise.
I actually had a meeting scheduled with President Lasner yesterday afternoon, and it was not planned around the furloughs. He wasn't aware of it at the time that he had scheduled the meeting.
And so what were you able to learn?
I wasn't able to learn very much, actually. I don't think many of the state employers have the specific plans for how they're going to have to attempt to implement the furloughs effective January 1st.
Are you expecting something later this week, hopefully, from the administration?
I believe that one of the UH officers, Vice President for Community Colleges, Erica LaCroix, she's the key spokesperson for the university in collective bargaining negotiations. President Lasner had indicated that she'd be reaching out to me to have a discussion about it.
All right, and then you can get word to your membership to try and figure out who's going to be affected?
Yes, so that we have a better idea of how it's going to be implemented. As you can imagine, implementing a furlough with university faculty is very difficult to do. We have 9-month faculty, 11-month faculty, you know, doing various job duties, anywhere from instruction to extension agents, librarians. So we need to see the details of how they want to plan to, attempt to implement this.
And the announcement about the furloughs comes as, you know, the administration and the faculty senate and the union have been talking about possible reorganization, how to deal with the cuts, you know, just because the budget shortfall is tremendous.
Yes.
So how does this furlough aspect complicate that?
I think that's one of the questions that we're going to have for the university, because, you know, there are so many questions about how the university plans on, you know, meeting their budgetary needs. We don't know exactly how it's going to impact it. Again, until we have the details on how they plan on implementing it, you know, there's still so many questions. I think the definition of a furlough is a temporary leave, and I don't know how you do that with UH faculty. I suspect that they're going to try and utilize non-instructional days, but then that wouldn't, to me, meet the definition of a furlough. It'd be more along the lines of a pay cut.
And what has the union proposed as you folks have been meeting with the administration? Because there's a whole consultant confer thing, right?
Yes. You know, the state administration reached out to the union to start. They wanted to open up negotiations to discuss furloughs. And the union has not agreed to open up the current collective bargaining agreement on the topic of furloughs, but we have met and we've been asking questions, and we don't feel as though our questions have been answered, yet the governor feels compelled to unilaterally implement the furloughs anyway.
Now, where are we at with the contract talks? When does your current contract end, and, you know, talk about the reopener?
So the current collective bargaining agreement runs through June 30th of 2021. This was a 4-year agreement that we reached back in 2017. There was a reopener in 2019, but only on the topic of a pay increase as well as the UTF contributions. So at this time, there is no reopener to discuss furloughs. The state is asking us to reopen. We're asking questions and don't feel as though our questions are being answered adequately to compel us to reopen the contract and consider furloughs as an option.
Does your contract say, though, that you have to start talking by a certain date?
That's for successor bargaining. So there's two different bargainings actually going on at the same time. The state is trying to open a current contract, but we're also engaging in successor bargaining for the next contract period, which begins July 1st of 2021.
Gotcha. Okay. So have you started those talks?
Those are going on simultaneously.
So at this point, though, can you share about what the union has proposed?
We had some discussions about, you know, possibly a retirement incentive that we discussed with the university, and the UH administration and UPA got well along our way in our discussion. We've been sharing this information with our members, and I think people were hoping that there would be some sort of agreement. It went over to the state, and it's been with the governor and the chief negotiator, the head of DHERD, Rebecca Wada, and we haven't heard back whether or not they support it or don't support it. We're hearing anecdotally that there were some concerns about equity with other bargaining units, et cetera. So there were discussions that were taking place. I think the university administration and UHPA recognized that this could be a potential viable option for some cost savings, you know, to assist the university in moving forward. But again, we still haven't heard back a definitive answer from the state with respect to what their feeling on it is.
We are in very unusual times, and I think both sides have to give. But, you know, there is talk, I know, with the other government unions about legal action.
UHPA, of course, is considering potential legal action. We're awaiting to see what the justification that the governor feels that he has the right to unilaterally impose the furloughs. We don't believe he has that right, since we are in the middle of a contract. It's a signed document by the university president, the Board of Regents, the governor, and UHPA. So we don't believe he has the right to simply unilaterally implement that. We're still trying to understand, and I don't believe the governor gave a clear answer yesterday when he was asked, you know, what justification he has in order to take this action. Before any steps are taken, we need to have a better understanding of the position of the governor.
And clarify, because I believe a number of government employees got a letter from the governor. I don't believe the Department of Education employees did, and I don't think the University of Hawaii employees did. Is that because it's got to go through the board, the regents?
Yeah, we aren't clear. We've got a copy of the email that was sent. We believe it was only sent to the executive branch employees, because we understand that the Department of Education, as well as University of Hawaii employees, none of them received that notice from the governor. I have to assume that because the University of Hawaii and DOE are separate employers, that they felt that they needed to send something out on their own. So the university actually sent something after the announcement yesterday afternoon.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and this helps us understand, you know, what's at play here.
Thank you for reaching out, and happy holidays.
All right. And just keep us posted.
We will.
And that was a conversation we had this morning with Christian Fern, executive director of UPA, the union that represents higher education workers. We were talking about the proposed two-day state furloughs to deal with a budget shortfall. The furloughs amount to savings of about $300 million a year.